So I was stood in the middle of a sun-drenched Cumbrian afternoon. Well, I think the march was a little bit after the long show, to be honest, but I suppose that to a certain extent is probably to be expected.
It was always going to be like that, you know. Very rarely that you know they're playing for to stay in second place, so there's quite a lot on the game for them, and although we want to win like we do in every game, it was more a day to make sure that we got the lads who hadn't been involved over the past few weeks involved and give them a good run out, to show our appreciation of their patience.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, I suppose it is important from that point of view. You said to me the other night, obviously, that everybody's going to get invited, at least asked back, which is how you normally operate it anyway. But I suppose if lads who probably haven't been involved didn't play today, they might start thinking, well, actually, have I got any sort of future here? So I suppose it's as you say, you have. You know, if you want it, you're still here.
Yeah, definitely. There's that. But the main thing, there's been loads of lads who, you know, have had major disappointments this year in respect of games where they might have been involved. I've got a job to do. I've got a time with the pick a team that wins football matches, you know, and that was just like a little bit of a thank you to some of them who've stood by us as a squad. So, and I thought it was an half decent game. I thought some decent free kicks, like refereeing again was up to its normal.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it's. The good thing about it is we've got no playoffs. We stood here with trophies and seeing all the supporters as happy as they are just fills me with delight.
You just took the words out of your mouth. I was going to mention the playoffs. It's a nice feeling to maybe we can trot along to Earth's Cross on Monday, Tuesday, whenever it is, and there's no worry about actually having any stress. You can just go and watch the game
and see
what happens. I mean, have you got any preferences for you'd like to come up with us, or does it not make any difference to you?
Doesn't make any difference at all.
I'm being biased, that's what I thought, a 20-minute car ride, to be honest with you. But I mean, the season overall, I mean, you know, we mentioned on Tuesday briefly, obviously, you know, I said to one of the lads before the game, I think it was Liam, it's been a strange season in that people were having a moan, but we'd lost, well, I don't think we'd lost any games at that point. We lost one, the game at Frickley, which was 4-1 on paper, but it could have been 0-3 at half time, and it's a completely different game. You know, but once we got on that run, and we've said before, do you think the cup, you know, the trophy run helped as well to keep that momentum going and beating Conference Northside and
because
confidence?
That fills you with confidence when you're able to come up against teams who, I mean, Charlie last year pipped us to the title, failed the year before, got promoted. So being able to. So to be beating them kinds of teams, it's only going to do one thing, and that will fill you with confidence.
Absolutely.
Happy days.
And I'm going to be slightly self-indulgent now, because obviously this is my last interview. I've done 5 years, and I just want to thank you on behalf of not just me but the radio, really. I mean, I put on Facebook this morning, and there's been some where they've been difficult. I can remember there was a Tuesday night at Colwyn Bay, which like we lost 3-1, and that wasn't the easiest one. I think I remember cracking a joke at you, and you cut a glance at me to say, don't even think about it. And obviously the three playoff finals, you know, you know, you've never once said, no, I'm not speaking to anybody. You've always come out there and spoke to us. And in my view, and others may have been, I think you've always been honest with us. And, you know.
That's me, Steve. It's the only way I know. I put my head on a pillow and go to sleep at night, because I know I've been honest. Been honest to myself, been honest to my family, and I've been honest to everybody.
Absolutely.
Around.
Well, I'll still see you about, but I will be in the tunnel afterwards. Next season. No, thank you. Cheers, Carl. Thanks a lot, mate. Thank you.